Welcome, everybody. Here we are again for our weekly, it's typically weekly podcast of Down with the Ship. This is Melissa, Queen of Damaris, as you'll find me on Twitter and Instagram. And I am, of course, joined by the very lovely Jeanette. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, guys. I'm Jeanette, Nettie HS fan on Twitter, Nettie is Team Zara on Instagram. We're back for, we skipped a week just because we decided since there were only like 7 episodes in these 2 weeks, we just decided it would be kind of better to go ahead and just do a...
Yeah, exactly. It just seemed like it would be easier.
I feel like we'd have had a lot, trouble coming up with a long enough show with 3 episodes and 4 episodes than it would, you know, if we had the 7. So we just decided to go ahead and push it, so...
I agree.
Yeah, so here we are. So we're...
Yeah. I agree. So that's... Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and do...
We're going to recap. So we're going to be recapping last week, which was the May 31st to June 1st. There were 4 episodes that week. And then we're going to be recapping this week's 3 episodes. And then when we're done with that, we kind of have a little switcheroo from our norm.
And we're going to do kind of a... improvement / state / our opinions about what could make days better, you know, what we could do to help days, right?
What now. We can do. So, yeah, exactly. Because we've seen a lot of best and worst, and we didn't want to go with a best and worst per se, but we kind of wanted to go with our thoughts on just some things that we can do, you know, that we think would help days out, because let's face it, I mean, days could use some help. I think.
It's not in its best state right now.
No, I don't think so. But we'll get more into that later. So let's kind of jump into the May 31st week. Let's see. Oh, gosh. I have to really think back. I think there was a lot of wrapping up of the Who Killed Charlie storyline. Right? Because
there was a lot of wrapping up of that. Claire was kidnapped by, you know, we had Claire still kidnapped by Jan. Jan trying to force Chloe to Chloe to kill Claire.
Yes, exactly.
She took her to the asbestos cabin that never burns.
Oh my God.
The magical cabin that never burns. I mean, I think that thing has been set on fire 3 separate times now.
Well, you know,
it has never burned down.
No. And you know what I thought too? I'm like, why is this thing still like standing too? As far as like, how come it hasn't been like bulldozed for the land or something? Like, I don't know.
What is the point of this magical cabin?
It's there. You would think by now it would be like a training site for firefighters or something.
Clearly it doesn't turn down.
Exactly.
But basically, she arranges, after Chloe doesn't kill Claire, she arranges for a booby trap to be set that will light the cabin on fire when the person comes to rescue
her. Yes, yes, yes.
And
exactly.
Then
who she thought it was going to be Sean, but it ends up being Ben.
Yes, Ben ends up being the one that comes to rescue her. But he actually managed to put out the fire. And he succeeded in putting out fire, untied Claire, and that was pretty much that. So
it was. But what was kind of crazy about those scenes a little bit? Like, so he comes in and he sets the fire, and then of course he's rescuing Claire. And the whole time he's rescuing Claire, he's like talking about his like man pain.
It was very man painy. I was like, really?
And I was just like, really? I was like, wow. I was like, she just has been kidnapped and almost, you know, like in a fire, and they're talking about the divorce papers and this and that. And I was like, this is bad timing, Ben. This is really not the, you know, like more like, are you okay? This is terrible. I'm sure you're so frightened, you know, but no, instead it was focused on, you know, him. I don't know. Anyway, that was just something I noticed. I didn't know if you noticed. Yeah,
it was kind of focused on his man pain. Days really loves man pain.
I would
actually say at this point they need to take a long break from man pain. I'm just, that's just a, they really that's do. Not in our improving days that's, segment no, that's later. Not. That's not in our,
it's not in our,
but they need to take a long break from man.
They do. They do.
So then we also this week had the Dr. Schneider stuff, which I think we had Kate with Dr. Schneider, okay. And she kind of admitted that she wasn't fake, that she was faking the blindness and the amnesia. And she kind of told him to keep quiet. And
oh yeah, she pulled the whole like I'm on the board and blah blah blah.
Yeah, she did. She said, I'm on the board of the hospital, don't tell anybody
I'm
doing this, and she kind of pulled on him. And then simultaneously, we also had him with Gwen, where he was basically trying to get Gwen to keep selling the drugs.
Oh, yeah, the giant bag of drugs.
The giant bag of drugs that Chad was dumb enough to believe was just, you know, for her actual pain from falling down the stairs. But at least Xander was smart enough to go, dude, this is more drugs than any person should ever take.
That was pretty funny, because she's like, oh, I'm in a lot of pain. And he's like,
Yeah. Friday, we had some funny scenes with Xander and Julie with the donuts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where Julie ended up ultimately calling Xander fat and poking him in the belly.
Oh my gosh, that's
and
doing, right.
And you're like, okay, he's not fat. No. Like, but we all know Paul's not fat. Paul works way too hard for that.
Yeah, we've seen his Instagrams. But, we've seen your Instagrams, Paul Telfer.
We know what you do on your Instagram. But anyway, so he, you know, he ate the donuts, and then Gwen came in, and they ended up fighting over the drug envelope, and that was how the week ended in that story.
Okay.
And then I believe also we had this week that week before last, we had some Sammy and Nicole scenes.
Yes. Because Sammy is still suspicious of Nicole, because she saw her enter the Salem Inn with Xander that night, stumbling in.
With Xander.
But then she knows that Nicole told that whole story about, oh, she got a room by herself. And so, yeah, there was some back and forth with them.
But Nicole kind of threw it in her face. But Nicole kind of threw it in her face, too, and said, you know, you cheated on your own husband. And kind of, you know, so that was kind of... Like, I don't know how she knew, but she said, I think she was actually talking about Lucas, but Sammy denied she cheated on EJ, and then she reminded her that she cheated on Rafe instead with EJ. Remember when she cheated on Rafe with EJ when he was her husband?
Yeah.
So that's actually what she meant, but Sammy, like, accidentally kind of slipped a little and said, I never cheated on EJ, which was a little bit like she almost made an omission that she had, like, a little bit.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yes, I do. Okay, but then,
so then Sammy actually called EJ and started asking him about why he basically stopped Xander's money transfer.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't think she got to say much, because then Lucas interrupted the conversation. And he explains that he had been kicked out of the house by Gabby, because if you remember right at the hospital, Gabby kicked him out of the house.
Well, because he was like giving her a lot of noise.
He was giving her a lot of noise, and it was kind of annoying, because he's basically doing, like, he's saying, you know, you and Jake are running around on my mom and da 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 da, but he's doing the same thing, and honestly worse, because it's not like Jake and Kate were married.
And exactly. Because I was like annoyed with Lucas in that.
Everybody
episode,
was a little, like... little annoyed with Lucas in that episode, because basically he was really like super, super, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, what is that word? Like, he was a hypocrite. He was like a massive hypocrite. Basically, everything he was saying was, "Well, you did this," but he did the same thing to EJ.
When he was like, okay, I remember too. It's sparking my memory now. He was very melodramatic about it all, too, because he's like, I don't want my mom to die, whatever. And I'm like, well,
it was real bad. It was real bad. I was like,
she's not going to die if Jake breaks up with her. She came out of her coma. I mean, now granted, they think she has some amnesia and is blind, which she is not. And we know that. But there's nothing like where she's, you know, she's not in like some medically fragile state. Where if Jake broke up with her, and he was just being very melodramatic about it. And I was just
the whole
thing
was like, really, I love Lucas. I know you're not as big of a cheerleader of Lucas. I love Lucas, but those scenes were like, what in the heck? And so then she kicked him out of the house, and he's like, and Sammy wouldn't let him stay with her. like he was Sammy tried he tried to stay with Sammy and Sammy wouldn't let him stay with her. So that was pretty much for it.
Okay.
He's probably gonna end up on Jack's couch too. You know, Xander Xander and Lucas on Zach's on Jack's couch. They're snuggling.
They can snuggle.
Oh, I'm over it. I'm over it. But anyway,
I bet you'd rather see them snuggling.
I'd much rather see Lucas and Xander snuggling on that couch. I'll be honest.
But can that's we call
them Zoomies? I'm not gonna go there. So anyway, then we also had the what I liked the most this whole week, which was the Phillip's rescue of Chloe.
Yes.
I actually really enjoyed when Phillip rescued Chloe. And I'm sorry, Phillip rescued Chloe. I've seen some people arguing that Phillip just kind of, you know, or whatever. But, you know, Chloe.
He rescued Chloe.
And
he totally rescued Chloe.
I honestly feel like Phillip, like, did a lot more for Chloe than Brady did. Like, I'm not trying. I mean, Brady was out looking for Chloe, but Phillip at the end of the day found Chloe and was like, you know, he was there for her, and he Chloe got shot and he tried to take down Jan. Those were kind of fun scenes. And then, of course, Jan suffered a blow to the head and ended up back in a coma. How does the girl have a brain left? I mean, my God, she's had so many head injuries and ended up in a coma so many times. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, I know. Well, you know what? Okay, so yes, I loved Phillip rescuing Chloe. And yeah, Brady, I'm sorry. He was looking for Chloe all night off screen. Like, okay. Like,
really wasn't.
Yeah, who cares? We don't care. We didn't see it. It didn't happen.
We didn't see it. So I'm going to say Phillip went to bat for Chloe, and I will stand by that because Phillip and Chloe are. I like Phillip and Chloe, actually.
I really do too. I had a laugh though because, and I tweeted this, that she was able to kind of like wrestle the gun from Jan, although just like in Salem time, it was probably just a few days earlier. Kristen had her with one hand.
Well, answering phone calls
with the other hand, and she couldn't manage to break free or get away or overpower her. I thought that was funny. I had to laugh a little bit about that. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
And then we also had the Paulina return to Salem. Because Paulina came back to Salem.
She's back.
She did some cool stuff with Marlena. I think a lot of people liked these scenes. I was a little bit not as fond of these scenes. But she had these scenes with Marlena where you found out, because, you know, Marlena and Tamara were college roommates. And Paulina supposedly had visited Marlena. And she kind of like idolized Marlena when she was younger. And then Marlena left and she kind of said some stuff about like what she was going to do to the square. That was a little bit, she didn't realize it was Jules and Carver's legacy. And she was kind of,
she's got something up her sleeve for that square. And it kind of factors in with stuff that happened. Maybe it started last week and it spilled into this week with Chanel and the bakery and all of that. Yeah,
Chanel's going to start a bakery.
Yeah. Because we found out at some point, remember, she
fits. I believe that was actually in last week's as well, but I don't know for sure.
I think so too. And I remember
there was this week for sure, but.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of stuff about that. And we know she bakes because wasn't there an episode once where she baked something for Lonnie?
Yes, there was an episode where she
cupcakes
baked
cupcakes or something.
Also, the day of the donuts, she was actually trying to get the donut recipe from Julie. Yes,
she was trying to get, and they did get it.
They did get it, but they got it by blackmailing Julia about the story with the pot donuts.
Oh gosh, I know, which was kind of dumb.
It was kind of dumb. I mean, I don't know why Julie cared. I don't know, but she gave.
Yeah, why would Julie care that much about the pot donuts? I mean,
she wasn't going to give them to, and she wasn't going to give them to her because Chanel had been briefly married to Xander, and she couldn't possibly associate with Xander. But here's my issue:
Xander's living in her house. I know.
He lives in your house. You realize that, right? But anyway, so, or I guess it's Jack's house now, which is okay. But it's Jennifer's house, I believe, technically. But Jack's running a boarding house out of it.
Gosh, she certainly is.
I'm not going to get into that. That whole thing just is, it irks me to a level of like, it will make my head explode. But anyway, and then I think the last thing we had this week was the Nicole and Rafe and Ava stuff where.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole admitted to Ava that she'd slept with Xander. And then I can't remember like what else all happened there. And Ava, I think, also told Nicole she'd slept with Rafe. It was just kind of like...
Yeah, yeah, because Nicole comes in the morning when they're kind of in their morning glow from
their... from their...
from their interest.
Very interesting sex.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not oh, so... gosh.
Poor Ava.
I actually liked Rafe at one point, but I'm not sure that they have it anymore. I'm not sure that he has gone to the boring level.
I kind of feel the same. I, you know, somebody and I were tweeting that Rafe kind of sucks the fun and enjoyability out of almost out of everybody.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wah, wah. And I know. Yeah. Can we start a hashtag? Free Ava? No, I'm kidding.
Hey, I have accidentally, I have tweeted Free Xander a couple of times, so I've got to stop that. I won't do it, but I have tweeted it just a couple of times. And it's not even so much from Gwen, it's from the dumb story of sleeping on the couch. It's from the dumbness of this story. Like, that's what it is. I don't want to freeze him Gwen as much as I actually want to free him from how horrible his story is.
Well, it's kind of sad that there's a whole bunch of people we want to free.
I want to free everybody from their stories and just start over. But
I know. I wish we could have freed Kristen from her 100 masks.
Can I free Sarah from the island? Can I free Sarah from the island? That's my number one. There is somebody that started a Twitter account for Sarah that is going to be a daily depiction of what Sarah is doing on the island, which I think is great. God. I am going to follow and retweeting that because I think it's hysterical. But I'm just
That's great. That's great. Well, I've already told you I want Nicole to go, or not Nicole, I need Kristen to go and like nurse her back to health.
I don't even know what I want to happen there anymore. I just want Sarah, but I can't have her, so it's what it is.
I know.
Well,
I told you, it's not because I think that Kristen is that loving. It's because I think she needs her as a bargaining chair.
She does need her as a bargaining. I mean, I hope not.
I think that brings us to this week.
It does.
Right?
We're up to this week.
It brings us to this week, which brought us more Nicole and Sammy. Because Sammy is like, she's really determined to kind of prove that Nicole cheated on her brother. But then like Ava was kind of like snipping at her a little bit the one day, but then they sat down and had this heart to heart. And I was like, really? I was like,
they have Ava cooking in the kitchen and talking to Nicole. That's all they're making that character do. And it's,
you know, here's the thing, okay, and they didn't learn from their mistakes, which is why we have to have the thing that we're going to have after this recap. But anyway, they didn't learn from their mistakes because they're giving Ava the Kristen writing, you know, like making it too soft. And I told somebody on Twitter, I'm like, so expect to see Ava terrorizing everybody in about a year or so.
Yeah, because, you know, that's
because... that's what's going to happen. Because again, now it's like, we again have people being like, Sammy shouldn't be nice to Ava. Ava's done a lot of stuff to Sammy's family members. I mean, she's responsible for the death of Sean Brady,
which is
Sammy's grandfather.
I know, you cannot get more bad than being responsible for the death of Sean Brady. I mean, the only thing I could think of is maybe if you had her responsible for the death of Alice Brady, or Alice Horton, sorry, not Alice Brady.
Wow. Yeah.
Alice Horton. If you had her responsible for the death of Alice Horton, that would be like, you know, the only thing I could come up with that would be worse. And she just doesn't, I don't know.
I don't know. I think they just need, they're going down a slippery slope with Ava because she's I love Tamara Braun, and I think Ava is a great character, but again, they just,
if they would use her properly.
If they would use her. I just don't think they just can't seem to write that multi-layered gray, you know, whatever you want to call it, multi-dimensional. Like, the actors can portray it, but they can't seem to write it that way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyway, so we had them having this whole little conversation.
And then after that, we also had... we had Xander and Gwen, and they were continued to fight over the envelope. And then after a lot of fighting over it, she finally kind of told him about what was going on with Snyder.
Yes.
She was an unwilling drug mule for Dr. Well, I don't think she told him it was Snyder. I think she just told him she was an unwilling drug mule at that point.
Yes, exactly. And, so Xander, she kind of let him in.
Xander at this point, he honestly just wants to protect Jack. That's really what he's trying to do.
Exactly.
I believe that. He's trying to protect Jack. And he knew Jack would be really hurt if he knew what Gwen was up to. So that's, that was really that of it. And then we also had this day, Trip and Allie.
Trip, yep.
And he told her that Jan had confessed to Charlie's murder, and entered into her, as it said, as we all know, Jan is now in her third coma, as we've said again. That's just ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. It is ridiculous.
She told Trip that her and Chanel were going to go into business together.
That's right. Yeah. Because Chanel had come with the bakery idea. She put in the application to be in the square, and she wants Allie to work with her. So they're going to go into business together. And then Trip and Allie are kind of growing closer, but Allie kind of pulled back a little from him, right?
I kind of think that Allie is questioning her feelings for both Chanel and Trip right now.
Okay.
But the thing is like, I've been thinking about this a lot. This is just another little side note, but I've been thinking about this a lot. The only woman on canvas that Johnny can date is Chanel.
Hmm.
So there's got to be something there, because literally Johnny is related to Allie. Johnny is related to Claire, and Johnny is related to Sierra.
Unless Johnny goes for like an older woman.
Unless he goes for an older woman, or he's
like,
gay.
Like Ava or something. Gay, I don't know.
You know. But like somebody said, maybe he'll go for Trip.
Maybe. Yeah. You know, but, you never know.
It was just a bit of a, I was just thinking about that. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes when Johnny is, you know, around. So then Trip and Allie, you know, talk about Henry, and then Allie pulls back, and that was pretty much that of that. But then I think that we also had like a dinner between Jack, Caitlin, and Steve this day.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
Then Jack was trying to tell them how great Gwen was. Which, again, I'm actually going to get into that significantly in the later part.
Okay.
Not the way you might think, but I am going to get into this a little later with that. And then, so then I think also Steve told Kayla that Rafe and Ava were dating.
Yes, exactly. And Kayla didn't, yeah, she isn't put much
really
stock.
Having that. She was kind of like, yeah, whatever, you know.
She was just like, yeah. Well, again, that's her father. I mean, Sean Brady is her father.
And honestly, she did the worst things to Steve and Kayla.
Yeah, so I don't blame Kayla.
If I was Kayla, I would not be nice to Ava. Like, there's nothing that you can do. Ava. Ava's been kind of, anything, like, monstrous to her. So I'd be, you know, there. So then...
Ava, I would arguably say Ava has done worse things to Steve and Kayla than Kristen did to John and Marlena.
In many ways, yes, than Kristen did.
Because, she killed Kayla's father.
Yes.
She was responsible for Kayla's father's death. I mean, that is not, you know.
And then I think so then we've moved on now to Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes. And that was a lot more with Chanel and the bakery and Paulina and all of that, because Paulina's got something going on. We just don't know what it is.
But yeah, Paulina definitely has something going on. She wasn't happy that Chanel wanted to open the business at all. I think before that, though, didn't Chanel see Eli again?
Yes. There was a whole nother, like,
I'm really
he's in his towel, takes his towel.
Going on there. I'm, like, worried that Chanel's going to do something or try. I don't know. I hope not. But it just seems weird that that's happened twice now.
Well, why doesn't Eli, like, put some clothes on? He knows they have a house guest.
It's like,
I know he said he thought she wasn't there, but, you know.
Well, even if you think they're not there, like, if I had someone in my house, like, staying with me, if I had, like, a younger girl staying in my house that was related to my wife, I would put clothes on.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I'm also not a guy, so I don't get their logic, because, you know.
I just do. Although I didn't think Lonnie was wrong to be kind of giving her that glare, because Chanel likes to push the envelope.
I mean, that's like the second time she's, you know, played around with him. I don't know. It was not.
Yeah, she just makes it more uncomfortable and stuff.
I keep hoping it's not actually going
away now.
And then I think Chanel also saw her mom's dossier that was like plans for the square or something.
Yes, yes. And that's the thing. She has some sort of plans for the square that we don't know. And I got the feeling, you know, she was giving, and I don't know if this was Tuesday or Wednesday, she was giving all these reasons, Paulina, to Abe about why she didn't want Chanel to open the business. But I was thinking in the back of my mind, I don't think any of it has to do with any of that. It has to do with all her secret plans for the square. But who knows? I'm interested in that. It's funny. I thought to myself as I was watching those, that that's the kind of drama I feel like I'm more interested in, because it's like, it's got the family type of drama. Like, I'm thinking not every drama has to be a triangle. You know what I'm saying?
Like these triangles that if we were doing that, if we were doing like a worst trope thing in our list, it would be triangles.
Triangles. So I was like watching and I'm like, here we have something interesting going on. Paulina has these plans. Her daughter wants to open a bakery. Obviously, ultimately these two goals are going to be in direct conflict, but we don't know why yet. It's a mother and daughter relationship. To me, I'm like, that is interesting and creates conflict. The conflict does not always need to be triangles. The conflict does not need to be stupid, far-fetched masks all the time. Well, the I'm like, is, you like, can have conflict in other ways.
And I thought that this was apt. Like, back in the day, yes, super couples always had their issues and they always had their third party and they always had they left for a while and came back and whatever. But they also had long periods of time where, like, the big super couples, like Bo and Ho, poor Steve and Caleb, would be together and even they would still be interesting. They could still be interesting without a third party in the way.
And some of the drama didn't always have to come from a third party in a romantic sense. Think back to when it was Bo and Hope and Chelsea runs over Zach. Yes. That was a whole drama and angst and everything that was out of a familial type of thing, which is what, you know, I have been dying to see with like the Damaras. It's like, why can't we have more familial drama? And of course, you know, I'm super upset that we're going to have all these Damara boys back and my girl's gone. But anyway, because I just think there's so much room for family drama. And I'm sorry, I don't want to see the family drama just involve the men. You know, there should be the female representation of the family too. But I was thinking, here we have this drama between Paulina and her daughter, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just made me stop and think, because I'm just like, you know, I'm like, we can have drama that's not just, because it's like, yeah, there's so many triangles right now. I can't handle it. But anyway, let's go back to the recap
then,
here. Back Trip and Allie.
Yeah. After then Trip and Allie basically this is when Allie went to Marlena to explain that she really liked Trip, but like she was still having issues with the whole Charlie stuff.
Exactly.
And she told her that she'd kissed Chanel. And you know, it was just kind of like a nice Marlena Allie conversation.
It was. And then, you know, it was like they kind of discussed Sierra and Chase.
Yeah, they did.
A little bit too, and kind of compared it to, you know. They did. Was that them or that was Trip discussing it with Kayla?
I think that was actually Trip and Kayla that.
That might have been Trip and Kayla. Here. Sorry, I got that. I got my wires. No, it was. They're it was the Trip ones. It was Trip and Kayla that discussed Sierra and how that affected their relationship. But he was saying, but in this case, you know, he knows about what happened with Charlie because, yeah, he kind of sought out Kayla as another rape survivor to kind of be like, give me some advice on all of this because, you know, he really likes Allie and he wants to do, you know, like he doesn't want to do something that's going to mess stuff up.
Then I think he also talked about Dr. Schneider and told Kayla about what he had kind of seen with Gwen and Dr.
Schneider. Oh, yes, he did. With his cousin Gwen. He
walked in on part of like the Gwen and Dr. Schneider stuff.
He did walk in on part of that. He saw it was like really tense. Yeah, he told Kayla that he saw this tense exchange between Dr. Schneider and Gwen.
And simultaneously, Xander,
my God, AKA Paul.
We're tired tonight. And then simultaneously, Xander was kind of like trying to get Gwen to tell him who it was, and she wouldn't give him any information. Like, she wouldn't tell him anything about, like, what was going on. But then he overheard her talking
to on the phone. Own. Yeah.
And went over to the hospital, and basically then he was in that awful see-through gown that we've all been making fun of. The see-through hospital gown that we've all been making.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
That debuted that day. I get it. Like, people want Paul to be shirtless. They want Paul Telfer shirtless. And that's great. But did he really need to be in a translucent backwards rain poncho? Because, I mean, I'm sorry. I have issues with that translucent backwards rain poncho. It really bothers me.
Oh, my God.
Especially from, we all know he's hot. But at this point, it's like, okay, that is ridiculous. Like, that costume is
I know. He didn't have a lot of clothes on this week.
He doesn't have clothes on. I swear to God, like, somebody said they pawned all of Xander's clothes for budget.
For budget. I saw that too.
They pawned all of Xander's clothes for the budget.
I wonder what Paul thinks of that. Paul, if you're listening, what do you think about the fact that, like, is it, like, great? Like, you don't have that much that you have to, like, wardrobe wise, you don't have to worry about getting ready?
I have to say, based on, like, when he was on our podcast a couple of, whenever that was ago, he made a comment about, like, the diet plan and being stuck on the diet plan all the time because they make him be shirtless every other day. I kind of think maybe he doesn't like it. I mean,
okay.
I don't know. I mean, he might, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know his, like, I don't know. I wonder. We'll have to ask.
We want to know.
I want to know if he likes being no clothes all the time.
All the time. I'm just
enjoying it all the time. So then, Sammy. So then actually we moved to Wednesday, correct? I think that was everything on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think so. So that brought us to the last day of this week of days, which was Wednesday the 9th of June. And yeah, Sammy is still kind of feeling guilty that she cheated on EJ. And of course, Lucas is making like a giant play for her. Like, your marriage is not working.
Basically poured his heart out to Sammy.
Yeah, he did. He did. I know. It's funny how you say Porter's heart out and I said make a giant play.
He did. He made a play for her. Like,
yeah, he did.
Kind of poured his heart out.
He did totally.
Play to her. And of course, do you want to save that for the end, like the big cliffhanger? Or do you want to just save
Yeah, we can. We can. Okay. So that's what he did. He's like, we should be together. We're good together. This is always kind of us.
And basically, so that was kind of interesting. And then we also had Xander, who...
He confronted
Dr. Schneider this day, kind of got in his face and said, what are you doing? He learned, basically all Xander really got out of this was that he learned, basically, Schneider was pissed and that he learned that there was more about Gwen's miscarriage than she was letting on.
Yes, exactly.
He didn't learn anything else. He didn't get Schneider to agree to stop. Nothing else happened there. And that was pretty much where that went. And then him and Gwen, actually, he went back to the house and him and Gwen talked about something. This scene really upset me because they kind of bonded a little over Sarah's dead baby, which kind of made me really upset. But that's just a thing. That's really all that happened there. So that's where that, what went. And then we also had Nicole on this day.
Oh, yeah.
Who... Yeah,
that was she was talking to Abe a little bit about just getting some advice, and then she was mulling over whether she should come clean to Eric, and she wrote up some sort of email, but then she saved it to her drafts, right?
Yeah, she wrote the email, saved it to her drafts.
Watch, that's how Eric will find out.
That's
so anticlimactic, but
so then I also think we had Paulina again. And she was like, she almost told Chanel, like, what she was going to do with the square. And then she decided not to. She ended up basically not, and basically had her go make her some sweet potato pie. That was her.
Okay.
Some kind of dessert.
Okay.
And that was really the it of it. Except for we went back. If we're going back to the big reveal from
the big,
Friday's episode, obviously we all know we had Sammy and Lucas poured, like I said earlier, Lucas poured his heart out to her. Lucas made this big play and there's a knock on the door. She opens the door And standing in the doorway is EJ.
EJ DeMera.
New EJ, played by Dan. We'll see how that goes.
We'll see how that goes. You know what? One thing I'll have to say before we jump into our next part, people were kind of disappointed that it was just the last few seconds or whatever, but I'm like, I was honestly wondering why they expected more than that. It's always kind of that way. You know?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting more than that. So we'll see.
No, I wasn't expecting anything more than that. I was a little surprised he didn't have a line at all, like he didn't say hi or something.
Well, hello, like a hello Samantha type of thing.
I knew that he would be the end, and I knew that it would be brief.
Yeah.
So, same. So there, so there's that. All right, so
So we're doing something different this week, right? Instead of our normal segments, we kind of came up with five things kind of about days that we think could be some improvements, right? So we'll just call it five things about days for now.
Sure. And we actually have some good things and we actually have some bad things, but you know,
exactly,
it's all things we'd like to improve. It's all things we'd like to make
exactly
by, you know,
things that we think could, you know, that just either need some fixing, need you know, some more airtime, things like that. So jumping into the first one, we were both gonna pick a character that we think needs to be fixed.
Okay.
Yes, right?
The character what needs to be fixed. Who do you think needs to be fixed?
Okay, so who I think needs to be fixed, and this might surprise you, or maybe not because I might have told you, but it might surprise some people out there. I actually picked Kristen. I think the character of Kristen needs to be fixed. They haven't really known what they've wanted to do with her as a character in the last like 2 years.
It's been a very like polar jump with her. It's been like first she turned good and then she went totally evil again. And it's like,
Seem to find a middle ground. So yeah, exactly. Since, you know, since she's been back on the show since 2018, you know, she came in with the Shoot the Bride arc. She was definitely onto, you know, the villainous side then, you know, and then she was kind of in and out with some of those arcs. But since she had come back after like the mask storyline with Nicole, and the unmasking, from the time that she got pregnant is when they started trying to soften her. Although the beginning of her pregnancy, she was still doing shady stuff.
She tried to steal Sarah's baby from her womb. And
she did. Her. She did. She was going to pull another tape.
She was going to pull another tape.
So she was definitely more on the villainous side then. And then, of course, they did the time jump and they had this whole like, you know, get thee to a nunnery and sent her to the nunnery. And that's where you saw the beginning of this like saintly, good, redeemed Kristen. I didn't mind certain aspects of the redeemed Kristen, but I think in some ways they went too far, too soft with that Kristen. That Kristen went on for about a year. And then I think there, you know, for me, because I'm a big Kristen fan, I loved the romantic aspects of that Kristen when she was with Brady and whatever. We kind of saw a few little times where the multi-layered or grayer version of Kristen emerged. I think during the Stephen O wedding, the Stephen O Marlena thing, when she had to be a little tougher with like the Robo Chad, or he wasn't really Robo Chad, but he was like brainwashed Chad. We saw that a little bit, but basically we just saw this like over redemption with her, you know, too nicey with Marlena and hugging and a lot of praying. And then all of a sudden they just did, you know, she stabbed Victor, which was honestly a
180 from there.
Yeah, it was, and that was more of a gray thing to do, to stab Victor, because Victor deserved it, you know. And so that could have been
Victor. I know a lot of people had issues with her. I mean he stole her baby. Like
he stole her baby. I think there was a lot of people that thought he deserved it.
I mean,
and then from there, that could have been the perfect jumping point to keep her more of that, you know, multidimensional or gray, but they didn't. So it was like, then they just decided to go all in with, you know, kidnapping Sarah, shipping her to an island, making a Sarah mask, a Kate mask, having this crazy plan, the switching with Susan. I mean, just everything got to be just, they need to fix this character. They need to bring that character back to where, yeah, she is impulsive. She does act and react with passion. She's going to do stuff like stabbing Victor because Victor deserved it. But to go from like the saintly, you know, praying with Lonnie to, you know, kidnapping everyone in town, that doesn't work for viewers, you know, it doesn't work. And so I think that, you know, when we see her return, I would love to see them hit that sweet spot with her, you know, because she's such a great character. She's my favorite character. So that's the character I really would like them, you know, just to work on, you know, fixing up for us so we can really enjoy, you know, a powerful Kristen.
Yes.
Anyway, what about you? What character do you feel like they need to fix?
The character I actually feel like they need to fix the most is Jack.
Okay.
And here's the why of it. It's because I feel like Jack has become hyper-focused on Gwen. And it's not about Gwen. It's about the way they're writing Jack. Like, he has totally dismissed his other daughter. He hasn't mentioned Abby since she left, really.
No.
Like, very little. And he's always off here trying to make Gwen better. And now he's running a boarding house with Xander. That's not really the thing. It's just that the way they have written Jack recently is not Jack. Like,
no.
Like, I feel like they need to bring him back to being Jack. Like, he needs to be a father to Abby and JJ and if and Gwen. I mean, I don't even have a problem with him being Gwen's father. Like, I know, I mean, I would love it if he wasn't, because I think that it was kind of a really badly written way to make, you know, that happen. But I wouldn't even mind so much if he was being a parent to all of his children, but he suddenly just decided that, like, because he didn't know about Gwen and he abandoned Gwen and he did all this
stuff. She's like everything.
His life has to be completely centered around that one character. And it's not a good look for the character of Jack. Like, I feel like he needs to be back to the family. I mean, and Jack has never been an upstanding guy. I mean, we know the things he's done. He's horrible. He's done some horrible, horrible stuff. But I still think we need to bring Jack back to being Jack and not this guy that's hyper focused on Gwen and isn't acting like Jack. And isn't even, like, he doesn't even seem to be interested, like, in the way him and both Chad both behaved with Abigail when she did her thing. It was very, you know, it was very...
out of character.
So... that would definitely be my yeah, sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I would agree with that one. I think definitely Jack has really done a departure.
He just lost his character, and I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I feel like,
and Jack used to be more humorous too.
Yeah, he's lost his humor. He's lost his, I don't know. It's just, there's something about the way they're writing him now that I just don't like. And I'm not even sure, it's the hyper focus on Gwen, but I'm not dogging Gwen. I'm saying it's Jack that actually bothers me. It's the way they're writing for him that bothers me.
Yeah, so, yeah. I could see that.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so we wanted to pick a character that really we think just needs a rest. You know, some characters need fixing. Some characters need a rest. So what do you think? Who is a character you really could just use a rest from?
Kate.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people feel this way about Kate right now.
Like, I do too.
We've had Kate overload. We've really had an overload.
We've had. And they haven't written a good storyline involving her. Like, this whole, like, cake and all that. Ugh. Yeah.
Well, cake. And then now we have her in this story where she's... you know, faking her blindness and continuing to be in Jake and Gabby's business. It's time to give her, I mean, no shade to Lauren Coslow. It's just time to give Kate a rest.
Yeah, it's just, it is. Kate, I agree. That's definitely one I could have easily picked as well. But I didn't pick Kate. I picked Rafe.
And I agree. I think that the two, well, it's funny because I actually said, and I'll be honest, like, and one of them, it's not even because of anything other than I feel like she's, yeah, but no, I picked, I debated between Kate, Rafe, and actually a little bit Nicole even. But, yeah. But those were the three that I kind of debated between. But I had to go with Kate. And why did you go with Rafe?
I just went with Rafe because I just kind of feel like, okay, they're sticking him in this triangle with Nicole and Ava. I don't think there's anything there with Nicole at all. Not a bit.
He does have chemistry
with Ava, but for some reason, it's just like, I feel like somebody's poked a tiny hole in the balloon and the air is just, you know, it's just like slowly letting out there. And I just think maybe it's time for Rafe to take a little vacation. Maybe he can go on one of those cruises that the Duck and Julie used to go on.
Give him a little rest. So
just a little rest. Yeah, because he's on a lot. And right now we have Sean as the, is Sean the commissioner or not the commissioner? I don't even know who the commissioner is anymore. Rafe's the commissioner, but Sean could be the commissioner is what I'm saying. Yeah. Sean could be the commissioner. We have Sean solving crimes. We have Eli on the force. We don't really need Rafe.
Vacation, something to take a rest.
Yeah.
All right. So then we have our third one is a character or something that we think needs more airtime.
Okay. So more airtime. So kind of piggybacking on what I just said about how, you know, we have Eli that could be solving crimes or is a detective and solving crimes. I thought for more airtime, I picked a ship. And I picked Eli and Lonnie.
So did I, interestingly. But go ahead.
I know. Isn't that funny? I picked Eli and Lonnie. I feel like Eli and Lonnie don't really get a ton of airtime. And I feel like I would like to see them have... I mean, maybe now they're starting to have more of a storyline with whatever's going on with Chanel.
I don't necessarily think so, though. I feel like Pauline and Chanel are getting a storyline, but I don't necessarily feel like Eli and Lonnie are getting a storyline.
Yeah, I don't either. And I just feel like that they should get a little bit more airtime. Add them into some more drama and some sort of drama other than him constantly having his towel off in front of Chanel. Like, there's got to be something better than that for them to do.
There's got to be.
You know, they've had some good love scenes and things like that. But I feel like, okay, and I know Lonnie's not working because she's, you know, has her twins and she's on maternity leave, whatnot. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like they're both cops. You know, get them in the mix a little more. Get them out there a little more. Let's have, like, I don't know.
I agree. I think that that's a good choice. I think that's a really good choice. Mine is a little bit surprised. It surprises me a little bit that I'm going to say this one because I'll be 100% honest. Like, I'm not honestly the biggest fan of them, but I mean, I don't dislike them or anything. I think that they're there, but I feel like if they're going to have Sean and Belle on the show, they should actually have they need to have airtime. We see them so rarely. And even in their own, even in their story, the story with Jan where Claire got kidnapped, it ended up being about Ben, Claire, and Philip and Chloe.
Oh, true.
It's
kind of in the same vein. That's what happens. I think Eli and Lonnie are similar to Shell. We don't see them that often. And then they kind of end up being background to other characters.
And I feel like if they're going to have Sean and Belle, you know, they spent this money to get Brandon and Martha on the show. They got them as a couple. People wanted to see Shell. You know, that's John and Marlena's daughter and Beau and Hope's son.
Exactly.
And if you're going to have them on the show, they should have airtime, and they really don't. Like, even in this whole Who Killed Charlie story where it was about Jan, you know, Jan trying to get to Sean, we never really saw that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but even when Belle gets then released from prison, we didn't see any of it. It all happened off screen.
They just don't. Belle and Sean just really are not, you know, they're not getting anything. And so I feel like that was my choice because I feel like those two characters really need a story if they're going to be around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they're going
to be around. Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
And what else did we have?
We had then on the flip side less airtime. Who do you think can have some less airtime?
Honestly, and I'm really not saying this because I'm upset about what her story is. I feel like there has been a lot of Gwen recently and a lot of Gwen being shoved in our throats recently.
I think so too.
I feel like she could,
I think since she came on.
The rest, everybody says, ever since Melania, they were the rest Gwen. And I did say that the other day, but the more I think about it, I don't even necessarily think it's a rest. She's only been on the show a year. We just need to see her 2 days a week instead of four.
Yeah. That's like, why I didn't put her on my rest poll. Because I was like, well, she doesn't need a rest. She's on. She hasn't been on that long, but
I just feel like she's a brand new character. She was the shiny new toy, but they used her too much.
Too much.
They just used Gwen too much. So I feel like we need to see a little.
We could see a little bit less of her. Well, because then maybe it would grow a little more. Maybe the whole thing would be a little more organic.
Thing with Xander would feel more organic if it wasn't just, you know, we suddenly have Xander and Gwen in their first scene 2 weeks ago, and now we have them 3 days of 3 days.
Yes, every day. Yeah, and all the days that we're on this week. I agree.
I want to make it clear. Like again, this is not because of, you know, any love for my ship. I mean, obviously that's not my preferred ship, but that's not why I think that. I think she just needs a little less.
A little less time.
Time. I feel like people would tolerate her more if they didn't see her every day.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. For mine, and now she hasn't had a ton of airtime in this last week or so. But I actually picked Kate, just because I think overall in this past, you know, year or however long, we've had a lot of her. I mean, there was a lot of days where it was continuous, like Kate and Jake in bed. Remember, we would talk about that a lot on, you know. And so, I mean, yes, granted, now this last 2 weeks, she hasn't had a ton of airtime, but I could stand.
She still
I mean,
had airtime with that with Dr. Schneider.
Yeah, I could stand to see less of her. And it's like I said, you picked her as a character to rest, and I could have picked her there too. So I just defaulted to, well, maybe we could just see less of her. Like, I don't know.
Less of her.
Yeah.
All right.
So then our last thing that we were doing is for our fifth final thing here about days was our overrated and underrated characters. Interesting. Very interesting.
I'm going to get so crucified.
Oh, me too. Oh, me too.
Why don't you say who your overrated and your underrated are? I don't think.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know which one of us is going to get more crucified. It's hard to say.
I don't know. I think I've been public with this before. I don't know. I may or may not get hate for it, but whatever.
I don't think you'll get this, but I will actually. Go ahead.
This is what I feel like my overrated character on the show is. And I've always felt this way. I have felt this way since I was a Days viewer in the 90s. It's Marlena.
Go ahead.
I know that she is the queen of days and she always will be. And I will rightly say, yes, she is, you know, like a days royalty or whatever. But I always really liked John more than I've ever liked Marlena. I was a big John and Isabella fan. And I just don't think I never enjoyed John and Marlena as much as I enjoyed John and Isabella. And I just never got the hype. I don't know. I mean, she's okay. I remember in the, she was on a TV show. And now I can't, with Wilfred Brimley back in the 80s or 90s. Deirdre Hall.
Brimley.
Oh.
Sorry. I didn't want to be insulting, but I have no idea who that is.
Oh my gosh. Let me see if I could look it up. But it's like, what was the name of the TV show? Our House? It wasn't Full House, because we all know what Full House is. But she was on a TV show, and I feel like back in that day, I liked her better on that show than I ever did.
It is called Our House.
And it's all Our House.
Yes, it's called Our
House. It was with Wilfred Brimley, and Shannon Doherty was in it. It was on in the 80s, only for like 2 years.
Yeah.
It was only on 2 seasons. I didn't realize that. I used to watch that all the time. I don't know who else did. And Chad Allen, look at that.
Okay, I saw. So, but you liked her better there than you did Marlena.
I liked her better on that than I ever did as Marlena on Days. I mean, I don't know. I've just never been a Marlena fan. She's okay. I mean, sometimes I like her scenes with her kids and whatnot. But she, I don't know. To me, I don't get the hype.
Okay. So then who's your underrated character?
Okay, my underrated character that I picked was actually...
Like, totally.
I know. I knew you're going to love this one. Were you surprised I picked it?
No.
Okay. No, I picked Maggie. I think Maggie does not get the props that she deserves. And not that Maggie's my more favorite or most favorite character. Maggie. Yeah, because, like, I don't know. But at the same time, when I was looking up the history of Maggie, she's one of the longest running characters on Days, right? Like, she's been on since the 70s.
Yeah. She was like that farm girl, and she was like paralyzed, and Mickey gave her red shoes.
Yeah, I mean, I just
think I don't even know. I never saw it. I just know.
She is a legacy character, and I don't think she always gets the props. You know, we see Marlena getting the props, and we do rightly so see Julie getting the props of being this, you know, and I think rightly so with Julie, but I think Maggie is just as much, and of course Alice Horton and this and that, but I think Maggie is just as much of like royalty. She's just as much of Day's royalty as
I'm weird. The other characters. Maggie, but, and I see so many people that are negative about Maggie. I'm like, why is she stuck? I love her. So I do. I really do like Maggie. So I think that's a really, really, really
I think she point. Deserves more respect.
She's very underrated. I would say that.
She is underrated. So that was my pick for underrated.
And I like it. I like it. It's a good choice.
What about yours? I'm excited to hear yours.
Oh God, I'm scared to say my overrated character because I know it's going to offend people, and I don't ever want to offend anybody.
Well, look, it's your opinion. It's overrated in your mind. I mean, that's the thing. These are opinions.
Okay. My overrated character, the character I find the most overrated on Days, is Sierra.
Okay.
I know that that's going to be really unpopular, and it's not even about Sin. It's about the fact that I feel like a lot of people seem to think that Sierra, it has to be on the show, and she can never be recast. She's this golden character. And at the end of the day, I really don't think I don't think the show is worse without Sierra. And I know that a lot of people do. I know that, but the truth of the matter is like, I just think that, I especially think that, I don't know how to say this about, like, I especially feel like, and it's not an insult to Victoria, I feel like any character can be recast, and people seem to think that Sierra has some sort of, like, and I don't even think it's about VK, it's just about the chemistry and all that, but, and then it's obviously the chemistry might be different, but at the end of the day, if they can recast Kristen DiMera, they can recast Sierra Brady.
Without a doubt.
I'm not trying to be... I just feel like there's a lot of overrated with how much people think that character is golden in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I could see that. I could see that as a choice.
And I've always preferred Ben to Sierra. I'll be honest. I do. I like Ben better. But
yeah, I would say that too.
But, you know, that's where I had to go with that. And my underrated character, and I think you also agree with this one a lot, is Abe.
Okay, I do agree with that one.
Is really, really underrated. I feel like, you know, he's also been there a long time. James Reynolds.
I think so too.
A long, long time. And he, you know, like somebody pointed out the other day, Abe doesn't even have a house anymore.
I know.
Like he's just like randomly sitting at tables in the, you know.
And does he even live at the Salem Inn?
We don't even know.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think Abe gets the respect he deserves either. And he's been
since 1981.
Okay.
Originated the character. He's been on the show since 1981. I feel like that's a long time. I feel like that's a really long time to...
That before you were born?
Yes. Yes, it was.
It's not before I was born, by the way, but...
I was born in 1984.
There you go. But so Abe's been around longer than you.
Yeah, exactly. And I just feel like they don't give him enough respect. Like I feel like he I also feel like, and I know that they're kind of finally trying to do it with Paulina maybe, but we don't know because like whatever she's doing in the town square may, you know, destroy it. I feel like I know Abe had the big pairing with Lexi, but they've done nothing with Abe since Renee left.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
They've really done nothing with him since. They give him random kids like Lonnie. I'm not trying to be. They gave him Lonnie. They gave him, but they didn't really do anything with him.
That's true.
He hasn't had a story. He hasn't had a. You know what I'm saying? And I just.
Other than when Theo got shot.
Yeah, when Theo got shot. Yeah.
Other than that, I can't think of anything that sticks out in my mind.
Yeah, and so it's just, you know, I feel like Abe is a very underrated character. So that was my choice.
I know, I'm really happy to see, even though I think Eli and Lonnie need more airtime, and I do see where they're Paulina and Chanel are kind of like taking front and center, I am happy to see Abe on more now and being mixed in with this Paulina storyline, because I think you're right. And I think they tried to give him storylines with Valerie, but to be honest, none of those stick out in my mind. Like I said, the last thing that sticks out in my mind was Theo getting shot by JJ. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I feel like finally I'm excited about where things are going with him and Paulina, because, you know, there's kind of this attraction, but she's got this secret and it's going to affect him and it's going to affect her daughter. Mm-hmm. So I would agree with those choice, you know, with that choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would agree. Well, yeah. So people might not like our overrated choice, but you know what? It is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's our opinion. These are just some things about Days. These were our five things about Days that, you know, we just think it would make the show. I don't know.
Better. Not necessarily better,
but just need some tweaking.
They're the things that really need to tweak. Mm-hmm. I thought of other things like what, you know, we could have done a best and worst list. We could have done this, but we just decided, you know, this was better. This was like, we wanted to talk about what we could do to tweak Days, what we could do to, you know, maybe make these stories more enjoyable for viewers.
Exactly. Which, with the exception of the underrated, overrated, that's just kind of purely opinion. But the first four, categories. Like our
normal that we do with the ships, though.
That's true. That is true. That is very true. So the first four little categories for sure are things that I think could be some improvement. And of course, yeah, we're just putting our opinion in there. But so I don't know. You know, we'll see where it all goes. Was there a promo that dropped?
I don't think it's going to drop till Friday.
Okay.
We're not recording this on Friday, by the way, guys. We normally record on Friday, but we're recording on Thursday. I mean, I don't know. Okay. Maybe there was. I didn't see it.
I didn't see anything.
I bet it'll drop on Thursday, on Friday, like as it normally does. So
there's no more extended.
They haven't done
more extended
promos in a while. They're using the Duel app more, but they haven't done any extended promos.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, a few little like tidbit spoilers we could talk about. I mean, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Go ahead, go for it.
Next week, it finally looks like Xander has some scenes with Nicole. And it looks like we're going to get back to that whole basic black hiring thing. And it does look like, it does at least look like she hires him, because there's a picture of her kind of like halfway choking him and he's in a suit.
And they're at Basic Black.
He's in a suit at Basic Black. So I'm thinking.
So he goes from like no clothes to a suit.
I'm actually glad he's back to work, because I'm really tired of having no clothes. Like I know it sounds, and it's crazy because I know
I say that and I sit here and I go to myself,
I'm like, how can I want Paul Telfer in a shirt? But you know, I'll be honest, like I have a lot of respect for Paul as an actor and I have a lot of respect for Xander as a character. And I kind of think that it demeans him to never have clothes on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's something to be said for too much of a good thing, right?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I'm not trying
to... It's like if you had ice cream for dinner every night,
I did that last week. Shut up.
But not every night.
No, I just did it one day.
If you had ice cream for dinner... My son
was shocked because he's never had ice cream for dinner.
Okay. But if you had ice cream for dinner every night, it would lessen the excitement of having ice cream for dinner that night, right?
Yeah.
So it's that same idea. Mm-hmm. Like mostly naked Xander is like ice cream for dinner every night if you're doing it every day, right?
Yeah.
So it'll be nice to see him back in the suit. It's like having broccoli again. You know? No, not broccoli, but you know what I'm saying.
No, it makes a lot of sense. I also think there's a, like, there was one that I know you were probably not real super fond of about Xander, or about, I'm sorry, about Brady and Philip locking horns over Chloe.
Are they going to grow horns, like, on their head?
I don't know. It said they lock horns over Chloe.
I know. I'm just being funny. I'm all for it. You know, to see Philip, you know, boot, give Brady the boot. There was a lot of discussion over, you know, Philip and, or no, not Philip, Brady, and whether he really needs to take a little dating time out. And I will throw my two cents in to say, yes, I think he could use a little time to himself, because
it's just girl after girl after
it really
girl
is
after girl. It's like the revolving door of girls, you know. It's got like a, every single time one gets off, it another one.
Oh, I know. And so, yeah, so some people were upset with the Soap Central article of, like, should he rebound with Chloe, and they didn't like it that it was called a rebound. But you know what, I mean,
he's just ended things with Kristen, who is the mother of his daughter.
Exactly.
I get it to some extent. So
I definitely think it is. But yeah, so there was that spoiler. I don't remember what else. I mean, there was a bunch of
stuff with EJ. There's a lot.
And Sammy.
Lot,
yeah.
With EJ and Sammy.
Oh, there's a EJ wants to work with Chad to kind of take down, or to get rid of Jake. Uh-huh. I don't know. You know what? Like, Jake's the big and bad. I mean, I don't know.
Not to be annoying, but the old EJ Jamara could have kicked Jake out with a flick of his finger.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, is Jake some big and bad that they have to team up against him? I'm sorry. One thing that needs fixing is that, yeah, this should not be an all boys club with this Jamara family. Kristen Jamara should be there.
I also think we get Johnny and Eric next week.
Oh, really? Okay.
I know for sure we get Johnny. I don't know if we get Eric, but I think that Eric shows up next week. That's my...
All right.
There's a spoiler about Nicole. There's a spoiler for next week about Nicole being nervous around Eric or something like that. So I
think we
get... let's get some sort of thing. I think Eric shows up next week. I don't know if he'll be much. I don't know if he'll be before the end of the week. He might be like he was this week.
Okay.
But I think we get Eric, and I'm pretty dang sure. I heard Johnny shows up with EJ. So those are coming.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, I don't know. I guess we'll see. So next week of days will be like a full regular week, right?
Yes, it will be a full regular week again.
Okay.
So we will have probably a full regular show.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that makes sense. Well, this was fun. I'm glad that we did kind of switch it up to do some of these. And I'll be interested to hear, you know, what anybody listening thinks. They can always, you know, tweet us or message us what they think.
Maybe we'll do a poll of who everybody thinks they're most overrated. Like, we should do a poll of most overrated.
Yeah. Maybe they could, like,
post and see who would people.
Yeah. Like a post, overrated, underrated. Who do they think needs resting or more airtime, less airtime? It may be interesting to see, characters that need to be fixed, what people think about that. So yeah, we'll have to throw some stuff out there and kind of see what other people are thinking about it all. But this was fun, Jeanette. I'm glad we got to do this.
All right. Well, all right. I guess we'll see you next week.
All right, we'll see you next week. And until then, I kind of feel like it is Friday because there was no days today, but no, tomorrow's Friday. So, and then the weekend, and then back to days. So we'll do it again next week.
Sounds good.
All right, bye everyone.
Bye everyone. Thank you.